Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yours truly, Toby Reed, Verna Felton, Gail Gordon, Hans Conried, Meredith Wilson, the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, the subject of discussion in millions of homes today was the wedding of Princess Elizabeth and Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten. And in the Burns home, Gracie was saying to George...
George, don't you wish we had been in England for Elizabeth and Philip's wedding?
Yeah, that must have been quite a sight.
Oh, I was just reading here in the paper about their wedding cake. It weighed 500 pounds.
500 pounds? Mm-hmm. It's almost as heavy as the first biscuits you made.
You were pretty sentimental about my biscuits at the time, George. You even kept one and had it bronzed like a baby shoe.
I didn't have it bronzed. That's the way you baked it.
Well, let's get back...
I'm using it for a doorstop.
Well...
Sentiment, you know.
Yes. Well, George, let's get back to Princess Elizabeth's wedding. There's one thing I don't understand. If she becomes queen someday, will Philip be the king?
No. He'll be the consort, like Queen Victoria had.
Queen Victoria?
Yeah. She's the one who was so crazy about Prince Albert.
Oh, smoked a pipe, huh?
Only at the opera. Prince Albert was her consort.
Her consort? Yeah. What's that?
Well, her consort just stays in the background and lets his wife do most of the work.
Oh, gee, all these years I've had a consort and didn't know it.
Thanks, Queenie.
But I love my little consort, and I've got a wonderful idea.
What is it?
Well, they're going to rebroadcast the royal wedding tonight, so let's cuddle up in front of the fireplace and listen to it. It'll be so romantic.
Oh, honey, I'd have to chop wood for the fireplace.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Who needs a fire in the fireplace when I'm sitting with volcano lips?
That's me?
Well, sure. Your kisses will keep me warm. How about a few degrees out of count right now?
Okay.
Better chop the
wood. Chop wood, yeah. I thought so. Come in. Hi, Burns.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, say, George, the fellas got a big poker game on for tonight. How about joining us?
Well, count me in.
Oh, but Bill, I want George to stay home tonight and listen to the wedding. I want to just turn the lights down low and pretend that he's my Prince Charming.
Oh, believe me, Gracie, no lights can be turned that low.
Please, Bill, don't take him away. Why don't you give up the poker game and listen to the wedding, too?
No, Gracie. Weddings are so sad. Every time I go to one, the bride weeps and moans and tears her hair and screams in agony.
The bride does that?
Well, yes. She looks at me and sees what she's missed.
Plenty nerve.
But, Bill, it'll be a thrilling ceremony to listen to. Mr. Mountbatten will give the princess the ring, and she'll give him the $2 for the license, and then they'll...
Gracie, she'll give him $2 for the license?
Yeah, well, isn't that part of every wedding ceremony?
No.
George Burns.
The custom has changed. Well... How about it, George? You going to play poker or listen to the wedding?
Play poker.
Well, that makes five. Besides you and me, there'll be Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist, Mr. Judson, the Texan, and Meredith Wilson, the schmo.
Sounds great.
Oh, sure. The host is going to fix up a big spread. Cold turkey, ham sandwiches, roast beef, pie, cake, coffee.
Wow. Who's going to be the host?
You. See you about nine.
George, George, won't you change your mind and listen to the wedding with me?
No, thanks.
But it would be so much fun. We could sort of pretend that we were Philip and Elizabeth. I could even get out my wedding dress and wear it.
You mean that thing your mother made?
Uh-huh.
It was so tight around the ankles, you could hardly walk.
Well, that was Mama's idea. She said at the last minute I might trip, fall on my head, and come to my senses.
Dear old Mama, she really thinks I'm a dog, eh?
Oh, no, George. Mama thinks you're handsome. But she says you look just like a beautiful statue.
Your mother said that?
Mm-hmm. You know that statue in the park of the general sitting on his horse?
Yeah.
Well, Mama says if you approach that statue from a certain angle, it looks just...
Okay, okay. I get Mama's idea. Come in.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
All set for the poker game tonight, Meredith?
You bet I am, George. I've been reading up on the game till I've become an expert.
Oh, good, good.
Which type of poker will we play, auction or contract?
You, read up on bridge. You better forget about playing poker and stick to playing the flute.
Oh, I've just about given up the flute. My lip's not as strong as it used to be.
Your mind's not getting any stronger either.
Well, please let me play poker, George. Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist, says that I should mingle with you fellas. He says that my association with Gracie's club has been bad for me. They made me an honorary woman, you know.
I know.
Well, Dr. Miller says if I'm not careful, I'll develop a split personality.
Oh, my goodness, Meredith. Let's not split your personality.
Oh, no. There's simply enough, there's barely enough as it is. I think it's better this way.
Oh, the phone's ringing in the den. Excuse me, boys. I'll go answer it.
Why, certainly, sir. Meredith,
mm-hmm.
Now let me explain the difference between poker and bridge. You see, there are 50. Oh, there's our Texas friend, Mr. Judson. Stick around and meet this guy, Meredith. He's got $24 million in oil wells.
Isn't that a messy place to hide it?
He wraps it in wax paper. Come in.
Howdy, Mr. Burns.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson. I'd like you to meet our friend, Meredith Wilson.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Judson.
Right, pleased to make your acquaintance, Wilson.
You from Texas?
No, sir. I'm from Iowa.
Iowa. Iowa. Is that a small town?
No, Iowa's a state, Mr. Judson, has an area of 56,000 square miles.
In Texas, that's a small town.
All set for the poker game tonight, Judson?
Yeah, but I hope you gentlemen don't mind setting a small limit. Say, no bet over $100,000.
That's a small limit.
Why, down home, that's a poor folks game. That's the one I play in, because I only got $25 million.
I thought it was $24 million.
Yeah, well, I had a little hard luck. My chickens was running loose in the yard looking for worms, and one hen yanked out an extra long worm, and up come another darned oil well.
You call that hard luck?
Got my chickens all dirty.
For $30,000, you can have them cleaned.
I didn't have any small change.
Well, our poker game is penny ante, Mr. Judson.
Meredith. Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little lady. I was just checking up on the poker game.
Well, I hope you let my husband win a little money tonight.
Don't you worry, ma'am. I'll see that he gets the pot.
Yeah, you got a pot. Let him get some money.
Oh, I like your sense of humor, ma'am.
Thank you.
to suppose all hearts beat in tune a three-quarter time?
Yes, but Toby, it takes more than three-quarter time to account for all the appeal of a lovely waltz. Suppose we explain by blending waltz right now.
Well, great. Which one?
Oh, that's for you to guess, Toby. Let's start with just the harmony, smooth and mellow. Now we'll blend in a counter melody to add richness.
Ah, beautiful, Meredith, but I still don't know the song.
Well, just wait, Toby, while we add vigor with that three-quarter rhythm. And now the melody to complete this blend of waltz music at its best.
Well, what do you know? Let me call you sweetheart. A lovely waltz indeed. And friends, just as our favorite waltzes call for the skilled blending of many orchestral parts, so too is the blending of America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. Not just one, but many choice coffees are combined in the famous Maxwell House blend. Each variety carefully chosen by experts who determine the special flavor qualities each coffee will contribute to the final superb good to the last drop flavor of Maxwell House. With great care, they select Monazelli's to contribute mellowness. To add richness, they choose Medellin's. For vigor, other choice coffees are added. And for fine, full body, they blend in superb Bucaramanga. The result is America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. A blend so completely satisfying, it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other coffee at any price. Friends, enjoy a delicious Maxwell House yourself. You can, for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Always buy Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. And now back to the Burns home, where a red-hot poker game is in session.
The ace bets. That's you, Bill.
Well, I'll bet two.
Mr. Judson?
I call.
Dr. Miller?
I call.
Meredith?
I bid two, no trump.
Meredith, once again, let us explain. This is not bridge, it's poker.
Yeah. I raise you, Bill.
I drop.
I'm out.
And I raise you, Mr. Burns.
How about you, Meredith?
Well, I guess I better drop two. I got four kings, but they're all in different suits.
Well, Dr. Miller, I'm going to raise you.
You know, gentlemen, being a psychiatrist gives me a very unfair advantage over you. 12 years of psychiatrics have taught me to interpret the slightest sign. A flick of the eyelash conveys a message to my trained eye. Right now, I know that Mr. Burns is bluffing. Therefore, I call.
All I got is a pair of queens. What do you got, Doctor?
A pair of deuces and a lousy education.
And while George played poker, poor little Gracie sat alone in her room and listened to the wedding of Princess Elizabeth and Lieutenant Mountbatten. Then she fell asleep and started to dream.
Princess Gracie! Princess Gracie!
Yes, Queen Mother?
Hurry with your wedding gown. All England is waiting for your marriage to the lieutenant.
Oh, yes, my handsome lieutenant. Do you approve of him, Mother?
Oh, yes. What an athlete he was in school.
Oh, yes. A fine cricket player.
The best at Eton.
The best at cricket, too.
He's so dashing, so debonair. Here he comes.
Announcing the arrival of the future prince consort, toast of all England, idol of the British womanhood, the hero of the empire, Lieutenant George Mountburn.
Are you there?
Oh, isn't he glorious?
Yes, he looks just like a statue. The top part.
Thank you, Maida. Will you love me always, Princess?
Always. Just like Queen Victoria loved Bull Durham.
That was Prince Albert.
Announcing the arrival of His Excellency, the Prime Minister.
Hello, all. I am Meredith W. Churchill.
Hello. Mother, you know Mr. Churchill.
Oh, yes. He's been in my cabinet for years.
Oh, well, don't worry. I won't tell Father. And Mr. Churchill, this is my betrothed, Lieutenant Mountburn.
Fruit, old Pip. Are you there?
My goodness, Mr. Churchill, that's a big cigar you're smoking.
As a youth, I smoked even bigger ones. But my lip isn't as strong as it used to be.
What brings you here?
Several important personages are waiting to congratulate your highness. So I took the liberty of bringing them to your bridal, if you'll pardon the expression, chamber.
Shall we see them, Lieutenant?
Carry on.
Presenting His Excellency, the Ambassador from France.
Bonjour, Madame la Princesse. In France, we have a little verse we always say before a wedding. Je vous dis que potage, et plus mou que fromage.
Well, what does that mean?
Soup is softer than cheese.
But that doesn't make sense.
At a wedding, what makes sense? Good show.
Presenting His Excellency, the Ambassador from Texas.
Howdy, little princess. Hey, I heard on the radio that you and the lieutenant are going to settle down in Texas.
Oh, but we're not. We're going to live in the palace.
Oh, palace. I thought the fellow said Dallas. Well, can't all be lucky. And I'll be seeing you.
Droll fellow. Pardon me, Your Highness. I suggest that you refuse to see this next person. He's that bounder, the Earl of Goodwin.
What's he doing here? The Berlin show must have burned down.
I hear he's the biggest chaser in London.
Oh, he makes passes at anything that wears skirts. But one foggy day, he had quite a tussle with a Scotchman.
Do tell. Oh, well, let's see the blighter.
Presenting His Wolfship, the Earl of Goodwin.
Hiya, Princess, old kid. How's about a kiss?
A kiss? How dare you say such a thing to Her Highness Gracie, the Princess of England?
Well, you should have heard what I said last night to Tassels Latour, the Queen of Quiver.
Rotter.
Hey, Luce, how's about a poker game tonight?
You suggest that I would leave my wife to play poker? You have insulted me. Take that, you cat.
Ooh, and that. Ooh, and that.
Ooh, no, please, don't hit me again. Those blows will crush my frail little body. I'll go.
Oh, Lieutenant, I love you. You're so brave and so strong.
Rather.
Princess Gracie, it's almost time for your wedding to Lieutenant Mountburn.
The royal carriage waits to take you to Westminster Abbey.
We shan't need it. I shall carry the princess. It's only 14 miles.
But what about our 500-pound wedding cake?
I shall carry that, too.
What shall I do with the carriage?
I shall carry the carriage.
How will I get to the wedding?
Hop on.
Oh, Lieutenant, they should have made you a sergeant.
Tally-ho, off to the royal wedding. And then we shall spend our honeymoon in Wales.
Well, wouldn't we be more comfortable in hotels?
I say, that was a jolly one. Come along.
While Gracie dreams of her marriage to Lieutenant Mott Burns, the poker game continues unabated.
I call. I call. I call.
I think I'll be the dummy this hand.
This hand, he says. Meredith, you're ruining the game.
Yeah, we really shouldn't let him play. Poker's a game of skill.
Certainly. It takes science and intelligence.
That's right.
Yeah. By the way, who's the big winner so far?
Meredith. Let's change the game.
That's a good idea, George. How about a little spit in the ocean?
Okay for me.
Well, can we make it from here?
You have to stand on your toes.
Meredith, why don't you drop out and pick some coffee?
Yeah, Mayor, make it some Maxwell House coffee. I'd better make it. I know where things are. Steal me out a couple of hands, fellas.
Okay, George. Don't worry.
Now, guess I better look in the bedroom and see if Gracie got to sleep all right.
Oh, isn't he wonderful, Mother? So brave, so strong, so handsome.
Yeah, the sweet kid. Talking about me in the sleep.
Kiss me again. I love you, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant? Holy moly. Gracie's in love with another man. I've lost her. Hey, fellas,
huh?
Something terrible has happened.
What is it?
I've lost the dearest thing in life.
George, you don't mean...
Yes, Bill. How do you like that? He's lost his Maxwell House coffee.
George, how could you be so careless? Don't you know that Maxwell House is rich, delicious, and mellow? So wonderfully satisfying? Good to the last drop?
Bill, let me explain.
You ruined our evening, George. Maxwell House is the very best and coffee drinking pleasure. Yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. Now you've got it lost and we fellas won't get any.
But Bill, watch out now!
More than 1,000 brands to choose from. More people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. How could you lose the George? How could you do such a thing? I'm sorry, Bill. I guess I was just jealous.
I've lost my Maxwell House coffee. Huh? I've lost my wife.
Oh, well, then there's nothing to cry about.
Are you serious, George?
Yes, Dr. Miller. I just heard her talking in her sleep. She's in love with a lieutenant.
I'm sorry I had to drop out of the poker game for a minute, fellas. What's all excitement?
Mr. Burns just lost his wife.
Really? Who won her?
Advise me, Doctor. What shall I do?
Well, let's face it, George. You have been neglecting Gracie.
Yeah, I guess I have.
I suggest that you do a complete about-face. Overwhelm her with love and attention. Show her every kindness. Wait on her hand and foot.
Doc, I'll do it. No lieutenant is going to take my wife away. When Gracie wakes up in the morning, she'll find a new George Burns.
Good morning, sweetheart. My precious little wife, are you awake?
Why, George, you're all dressed. You got up before I did.
Yeah.
Who fixed the furnace?
I fixed it.
Gee, I didn't think you knew where to find it.
Now, you just stay here in bed all comfy, and I'll bring your breakfast to you.
You're bringing me breakfast in bed?
Yeah.
Well, George, you must have lost an awful lot in that poker game.
Well, as a matter of fact, I won $5, and here it is. All for you.
You've given me money?
Sure.
But I didn't even ask for it?
That's right.
Counterfeit, huh?
No, it's real. And from now on, you can have all the money you want. Why? Why are you getting out of bed?
So you can get in your stick.
No, I'm not, sweetheart. I'm just being the kind of husband you've always deserved. And now I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Why, George, that one landed on my lips.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. You kissed me on the top of my head so many years that I've developed a bald spot.
By the way, I'll be bringing your breakfast to bed every morning, so you should have a lovely negligee to wear. You know that expensive silk one I told you not to buy?
Yes.
Would you like me to go to the store and get it for you?
No, just go to the closet and get it.
Ah, well, I'm glad you bought it. Nothing's too good for you.
Oh, I wish Mama could be here to listen to this.
Well, let's invite your mother here for a visit. The lovely lady can stay as long as she likes.
George, kiss me again.
It's a pleasure. Was that as good as the last one?
I didn't notice. I just wanted to smell your breath.
Honest, I haven't been drinking. I'm just doing everything I can to show you that I'm a better husband than the lieutenant could be.
The lieutenant?
Yeah. But you talk in your sleep and say that you love him. Please don't leave me for him.
Oh, I couldn't, George. You're the lieutenant.
What?
Oh, yes. I dreamed that I was Princess Gracie and you were Lieutenant Mountburn. And we were so happy. George, where are you going?
To take the negligee back to the store while you get while you fix my breakfast.
Oh, I knew it couldn't last.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Meredith Wilson and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Keith Fowler and Paul Hemming. And now, here are our stars.
Gracie, I've got a thrill for you. Next week, our guest will be that romantic French crooner, Jean Sablon.
Oh, the French George Burns.
Yep. Here's another thrill. The following week, our guest star will be the one and only Bing Crosby.
Oh, the American George Burns.
You really think that Bing and I sing alike?
Exactly.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, so moon, moon.
Oh, please, George, please. Bing has four children to support.
I don't want to hurt the kid, yeah.
Well, see you next week, Mr. Sablon. And you the following week, Bing. Good night.
Good night.
Be sure to tune in next Thursday when our guest will be Jean Sablon, and the following Thursday, Bing Crosby. Until next week, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Hey, where do you live, Suzanne?
I live in Michigan.
And what do you eat, Suzanne?
Eat? I eat Jell-O.
Jell-O in those six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Flavors locked in by an exclusive process. Just as that name, Jell-O, is exclusive. That name is a trademark, the property of General Foods. And it tells you, here is the genuine, the one and only Jell-O gelatin dessert.
Jell-O, 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 Jell-O. Taking
next Thursday, Jean Sablon will be the guest of George and Gracie. And the following Thursday, Bing Crosby. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.